Welcome to Warn Radio. Warn Radio. With your hosts, the Watchman Dana Smith and Tower. Thanks for listening.
Greetings in the name of the Lord and welcome to Warn Radio. This is Tower. I'm here with the Watchman and we are glad you joined us. Please send all your prayer requests and correspondence to us through our contact page at warn-usa.com. And you can listen to our Warn Radio episodes on danaglennsmith.com and warn-usa.com. Warn Radio is on the following platforms: Amazon Prime Music and Podcast, Spreaker, Blueberry, iHeartRadio, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play Music, Blog Talk Radio, Podcast Addict, CastBox, Google Podcast, Deezer, Spotify, Anchor, and Pocket Cast. Do not miss the featured post this week of our in-depth biblical articles and radio shows, featured on both warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. Still the Darkness and the Rising. Glory Land of the Unclean. Breaking Unveiling Delusion. Featured on danaglennsmith.com. America's Righteous Truth. The American Civil War, Then and Now. Featured on warn-usa.com. Radicalism's War, Nigerian Genocide, Distressed Nations, Christ in War Zones, Gospel Hope. Judgment, Zion's Controversy, Isaiah's Prophetic Book, Part 89 on Battle Lines. And don't miss these Warn Radio episodes from November 8th through the 10th. Wednesday's Advocacy Show, Missions Advocacy, Persecution, Pakistan, Ukraine, Israel, Nambia's Kingdom Gospel. Thursday's Battle Lines, Gentiles Shall Come, Isaiah's Prophetic Book, Part 196. Friday's Sound the Shofar, Kingdom War and the Coming King, Armor of Light, Part 11. Be sure to get your copy of The Rising. The Rising is a Christian fiction thriller by the Watchman, Dana G. Smith. The Rising continues the story of Mac, a former black ops sniper, and details the takeover of America. There's danger and intrigue. The nation is at risk. Dark forces are plotting to bring the country into the globalist new order. Hidden within the storyline of The Rising is the truth of what's happening in America now. You can get your copy of The Rising by going to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, Ingram, Walmart, Angus and Robertson, and many more. And the Rising ebook can be found on Google Play. You can also get your copy of The Rising by going to danaglennsmith.com. And while on the site, be sure to sign up for the WIBR Warn Radio newsletter and visit our Christian books and resource shop. Now I welcome in the Watchman.
You're listening to Warn Radio on the WIBR Warn Radio Network. Don't forget to visit our websites at warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. And also follow us on Twitter, find us on Instagram, and join us on LinkedIn. Greetings. Welcome to this edition. On a Friday, sound the shofar. This is our series, The Kingdom War and the Coming King. This is part 12. Watch and be sober. In the news, Israel. In the news, Erdogan. And more violent rhetoric coming from him. And he has the muscle in the army to cause issues. And, of course, you've got Iran. And between Iran and Turkey, who are friends, they can definitely cause some trouble. So when we look at the end of day scriptures talking about wars and rumors of wars, you can see that in Matthew 24, Luke 21, and Mark 13. You know, there's plenty of threats. But up front, I want to say that if you are married and you have a good relationship with your spouse, that's great. Many don't have that. But if you have kids, for instance, that's great. But see, the problem we have, we are developing our relationships online, many on TikTok, and you need to stop it. I have tons of reasons, but in the beginning when this thing started, I was there. In our neck of the woods, I was among the first ones to even get a computer. And, man, the cost of it was astronomical. Now, I can buy one of the cheapest computers today, and it has more bytes and everything than more memory, more everything than the thing I paid for. And it was like $2,900. And our speed was only 1,200 kilobytes. You didn't have audio. You didn't have, you know, shows like this one where we stream over the internet. And in the old days, we would stream 3-hour-long videos. You know, when we were covering all the stuff we were doing interviews and stuff. But you see, as much as we like this, this is an amoral system. It doesn't have morals. It has whatever you put in it. And we have a lot of wicked, corrupt people online. Many who will fit in within today's show. You know, the fact that Hamas attacked Israel shouldn't have come as a surprise. And I'm reminded of that scripture, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord lifts up a standard against them. And that standard destroys the enemy. But in this case, Israel suffered terrible losses. Now, what I'm getting at, if you have kids, you need to monitor their friend groups. And you got to make sure that they have the right kind of friends. That's why if you're a Christian, you need to have that church fellowship. Now, we're an independent. We are sowers of the seed, teachers of the word, warning and preaching and teaching and heralding the coming in of the Lord. I'm not a pastor. I was a pastor. But I am straightforward. I tell you what's coming. I've been doing so for a long time. And I'm telling you, you need to make sure your kids are not getting poisoned on TikTok or any of these others. Because we have tons of youth that are gathering on the streets worldwide to do what they want to do. Like when they protested against Israel and was for the PA, Palestinians. Well, see, there's a difference between the Palestinian people and Hamas. And so the real true inheritors of the land is Israel, not Palestine. Palestine is a piece of land. It is an identification. So you need to watch and be sober over your family. That's what I'm getting at. You need to make sure that you're covered. Your insurance is you for your kids. You have to be there. You have to make sure that they're not walking around with someone that'll fill them full of lies. Now, see, I came out of the 60s. And there's a lot of things your folks didn't talk about. My folks didn't talk about. You know, sex ed, you know, drugs, alcohol, you know. Nobody said anything. So we had to learn on our own, which was not good. Now, there was one difference, though. If you had a Jewish family, then their mom and dad would teach them how to handle money and everything else. Most of the Gentiles I know were, I mean, way back when, they weren't taught about money. Nothing. Especially tithing. So when we talk about watch and be sober, means for you to keep awake in these ends of days, in these times in which we live. And if you are a Christian family, remember, you're walking in the light of Jesus Christ. And we are, as believers and those who are walking in the light, need to watch. We need to be vigilant. Because just as Hamas caught Israel off guard, and there's a reason that Hamas was able to do that. And that's because of the politics that took over the country and divided the people. And I watched that very closely. And there were a lot of reservists and others who weren't going to fight for Israel because of what they were doing. And then this thing happened. Israel is usually on top of their security. But this time they weren't. And it comes on the heels of a bitter political divide. Israel cannot be divided. In the same respect, you as a Christian family cannot be divided. We already have people in the White House and in the other controls of our government that are corrupt. Corrupt to the core. And we've seen an instance of that where I think it was Rashida Tlaib was taking the Palestinian protesters and they broke into the Capitol room. They went in there and started rioting. Well, see, when the J6ers did that, some of them got 20 years. And they wanted to increase the sentences. And most of those guys just walked on in, including the women. Now, when I first seen this and what they were doing, I was telling my associate how wrong it was. It was going to be a trap. And it was. And that was before they ever had the crowd. Because I heard about it, of course, before they were going to do it. And I know the ones who trapped them. Pelosi, Schumer, and others that worked together and also intended to make sure they were locked up to where they'd never get loose, even though they didn't do anything. They just entered the Capitol. They even locked up a special FBI agent who was there, and they charged him and threw him in jail. And he's trying to get out of jail. Our government does not know justice. And it's not going to know justice because it is not in the light of Christ. Our whole system is going to be turned to him, the devil. And your churches, as much as they think they're awake, I do not believe they are. Most of them are still in the Christian realm of America and going to church. You're in a different time zone now, a different reality. You are beyond the twilight zone. You've entered into the end of days, and nothing is what it seems. Now, this leads me to the first thing we're going to look at. 1 Thessalonians 5, 1-11. But the times and season, brethren, ye have no need that I write you. Now see, for us, the times and seasons, if you haven't recognized it, this is the end of days. We haven't got to the main part of the tribulation. We're looking for two things, the building of the third temple, and we're looking at the arrival of the Antichrist on the scene, which I don't like to call him Antichrist. We've got tons of Antichrists. Obama is an Antichrist, meaning he's opposed to Christ. He tries to feign that he's a Christian, but this guy is not a Christian. He is a deceiver, and he is part of the reason we have a lot of these issues here. And I could go into more into that because we actually investigated it. We found out from pastors in Africa that knew Barack Obama. And they knew the witch doctors that he was going to get power. But this guy has been slicked up for many years. Good and presentable. But somewhere along the line, he went down the wrong path. So the times and seasons, you should know, and I shouldn't need to tell you about it. You should know. But of the times and seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you. See, they knew about it back then. Today, I don't think we know about it like we should. And he says, for you yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. Well, we get so caught up in America and what it is and all the politics and everything else. In the old days, politics wasn't like this. And this America is corrupt. The people are corrupt, many of them. They need to repent. That's really the only issue why the devil can come in here and screw everything up in this country. And he uses human principalities and powers to do that. But in case you haven't figured it out, the day of the Lord is coming as a thief in the night. And if you're not prepared, you need to come unto him, confess your sins, and walk in the light as he is in the light. Period. But Paul goes on to say, for when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. And now he's talking to the ones, about the ones that are really blinded. And the reason they're going to say peace and safety is because the dark one, who will appear as an angel of light, because that's what Satan does, he will be accepted by many, and there will be peace and safety. They will seem to be safer, and there will be a time where he will initiate the mark. Now, they've already started that. They've already started the control mechanisms for that because of the digital that we have, the technology that we have, and going to a cashless society. That's not good. But for a long time, America's been cashless anyway. I mean, they stopped giving out change, and they have credit cards, and everybody pays with a credit card. Everybody. So it's a little thing to transfer from a credit card to an ID, and it's your ID. Now see, the problem with that is that'll be taken and made into the mark, and it'll be instituted into a global system. And we already have a global system, because everything is on the digital format. Everything, all the monies and everything. See, digital and your technology, it reads every language that there is. It isn't bothered by language. Languages and their characters are just other things that they've been taught to read. See, this is a mechanism that you don't understand. It takes in information. It'll always learn. And one day it may decide from what's happening online and where it learns is that man is too dangerous to keep around. So they'll work to destroy it. This is the nightmare. Now you may think this is nuts, but it's not nuts. Because if you look at the description, the image of the beast, you know, they create an image, and everybody will be forced to take the mark and worship it, and it'll seem as if it's alive. Well, our technology can do that right now. And we can project an image, and it can come out of computers. The computers can stream this stuff, and they won't even know they're doing it. This is the technology that's been unleashed. So the day of the Lord is coming as a thief in the night, and many people think that they don't have any need to even understand these things. So they're falling into the trap headlong. And you're allowing your kids on TikTok and the internet, which is amoral, it'll teach those kids immorality, along with some of your morals. And when they're going to say peace and safety, and there will be a time of peace and safety. And that's when you have to look for destruction. And it says, as travail upon a woman with child. In other words, a lot of pain, okay? And they shall not escape. Now, these are summary sentences. This isn't detail. This is an overall look. But the point that is being made, you are all children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of the darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet the hope of salvation. For God has not appointed us to wrath, but obtained salvation by our Lord, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together, and edify one another, even as you also do. Even as also that you do. See, this is the crux of the thing. Waking them up and telling them, you're the children of light. They were in the Roman Empire. The Roman Empire was full of gods and idolatry. They were really known for their own love feasts. And they were corrupt. There was homosexuality. There was boy lovers for a lot of these rich men that were around. See, all this stuff has been around forever. This is nothing new. This comes out of the pit of hell. It's always been there. And humans, if you don't have Christ, if you don't have his spirit, you're not going to be able to resist this. You're not going to tell the time and the seasons. You're going to be caught unaware. Now, God didn't send his son on the cross so everybody is going to go to hell. He died on the cross to save you from this, and God is a God of redemption and salvation. He wants you alive. He wants you part of his kingdom. He wants you to be an overcomer. He wants you to walk in the light as Yeshua, Jesus, walks in the light. So you can go to 1 John 1 and read that, and you'll find out about walking in the light. You can go to John 3, and you can find out about being born again of the Spirit. You can go to John chapter 1 and find out about being given the power to become the sons of God, about receiving him. You can go to Romans and read part of Romans, chapters 3 through 7 or so. You'll find it in there about sin. You'll find out about sin and the confession of sin, which is important. See, these are the things you ought to do. Because if you're sinning now, you do something now, confess it before the Lord. Forsake it. Then you won't have to face it in the judgment. Because as you walk in the light, as he is in the light, you have fellowship one with another, and that fellowship, you know, will cleanse you from all unrighteousness because you're walking in the light, see? And you're right there with him. Because, you know, on our Getter account, you know, I'm busy doing the websites. We're a small ministry. We've been doing this for a long time. A long time. The first time I told my wife what was coming to America was 1973, when I told her America as you know it would cease to exist. 1973. I knew it then because I was told directly then, and I was not told by man. And I was told a number of other things. I'm not telling you this because I relish even having had this experience. It's been a pain. There's nothing easy about it. And so, believe me when I tell you that your government is corrupt. You have got very dark, corrupt people in there. And they don't know what truth is. They don't see anything wrong with what they're doing. Joe Biden is actually being used because there's somebody behind the scene. I could tell you who I think it is, but I'm not going to. The only thing you need to be focusing on is your family and your friends and looking to the Lord. It doesn't do any good to try to figure out how to straighten out things, because it's not going to straighten out. You're not going to fix this. Now, Trump wants to fix it, and they're deathly afraid of Trump. I was told about Trump, who was, and this was before he really announced, and I said, there's no way that they're going to allow a billionaire white guy to become president. The reason being, there's a lot of darkness in there. But guess what? He did become president, because the people in charge really misjudged Trump. And they still do to this day. And there's only one reason why Trump could get through this like he has, and that's with the help of the Lord. So whether he can get elected again, which would be nice, because that would really put kibbutz, or the end of what they're doing, for a while. But the thing I want you to remember too is God has not appointed you to wrath. He's appointed you to light, not darkness. He appointed you to love, not hate. Do you ever notice all these people on the street that protest how full of hate they are? And that incident not too long ago, and I have to be online all the time, monitor all of our social accounts, and I do make remarks online from time to time. But most of the time, if you want to hear me, you got to listen to the radio shows. That's where I talk. That's where I tell you. But at any rate, on this day, there was a bunch of boys, this is a high school, that were picking on one guy. So this other kid came in to help him, to help that one kid. And they turned on him, and they eventually killed this kid. Now all those children, they're up on murder charges of some kind now. And that's not the first time. I see that all the time. And the kid that got killed was white, and the kid they were picking on was white, and the others, well, they weren't white, not that I could see. Because I saw the picture of them. Because one thing about the internet, if there's a fight, people stand around and take pictures while someone gets beat to death. Now see, that's the way it works. And that's corrupt. Nobody steps in. 15-on-1 or something, nobody steps in. In my day, I was raised with Mexicans, Indians, cowboys. Back in the 60s, one day we had a whole pack of radical blacks come in that were going to riot in our little town. I know the sheriff, he knew my dad, and he told the story. He says, I just walked up and told him, if you want to protest in the park, go ahead. But just to let you know, there's 6,000 people in this town and not one of them is black. They left immediately. But I can tell you one thing about skin color. Skin color is not the issue. It's not the skin which makes the sin. It's the sin that's within that causes the issue. And so we are focused on skin color when you should be focusing on condition of heart. That's where you're screwed up. I can tell you some of the best fighters we have in this country, up in Congress, are not white. And everybody tries to category white and black. Do you know that there's a lot of variations of black? There's a lot of variations of white. God is a God of choice. He likes to make a lot of different things. Have you ever seen his creation? How many white and black animals do you see? You see all kinds of animals, every shape, every kind, every color, because God is a God of variety and choice. He likes to create these things. So, and I think that's one thing that people have to learn here. Now in Isaiah 11, 1 through 5, we hear about the branch. Branch is actually another name for the Lord, prophetic name. Because even in the Gospels, you find the Lord saying, I am the vine, you are the branches. He was the main branch, the main stem that everybody grew from. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. Now, if you look in Matthew and see the line, you'll see some of these names in there. And you'll find out that the Lord grew out of the roots. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. Now remember, this is the Son of God. He was glorified. And he gave up. He emptied himself of his glory. And he was given a lot of power. But his purpose was to come and die on the cross for us, providing the atonement, the blood atonement, which would fulfill the righteousness of God. So like Abraham, who believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness' sake, so by believing on Yeshua and his work on the cross, it'll be imputed unto you for righteousness' sake. That's how you get saved. It's not an accident. God planned it. So the Spirit of the Lord shall rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest on him. The Spirit of wisdom, the Spirit of understanding, the Spirit of counsel, the Spirit of might, the Spirit of knowledge, and the Spirit of the fear of the Lord. That's seven spirits. These are the sevenfold spirits and the fullness thereof that rested on Yeshua when he came, and shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. And he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears. Now see, one thing about him, when he came, he knew their thoughts. He knew what was in them. And so, as much as they tried to entrap him, it didn't do any good. The only reason he went to the cross is because he had to go to the cross. But when he comes again, oh good, there's the Son of God, we're going to lynch him. No, you ain't going to lynch him. You ain't even going to have a chance. he'll have a twofold rod we see in Revelation, which is the spiritual image of that. Needless to say, you ain't going to have a chance. Because all the wicked are going to take one look at him and they're going to hightail it. They're going to try to find every rock and cave to hide under. So he's going to be of quick understanding and the fear of the Lord, and he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears. But with righteousness shall he judge the poor and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth. He shall smite the earth with his rod of his mouth, that's when he comes back, and with the breath of his lips shall slay the wicked. Yeah, read Revelation. And righteousness shall be the girdle of his loins, and faithfulness the girdle of his reins. And that's the five verses. The branch, the stem of Jesse. We're talking about the kingdom. There is a kingdom. And there's a kingdom war. And there's a coming king. The kingdom war is what we're talking about. The coming king is just what I described. That is part of the prophecy about him coming. Now you see, I had this Muslim contact me and left a little message, you know, made a comment on something. Because I put a lot of our studies up there, all of our shows, our articles. And, you know, you got to have starch in your jeans in order to read these articles. Because you're going to know the truth by the time you're through with it. And so, he read it and then sent me a letter. I just say he. I don't know what sex. I don't know. And he tried to tell that, you know, the Muslims love Jesus. You know, they honor him. Yeah, I can see how you honor it. Like in Kenya, you kill him. Like in Pakistan, you lock him up. You don't give him justice, and you just as soon kill him. In India, you do kill him. Drive him out of your villages. You see, we cover the persecuted church every week. I never run out of articles. I never run out of information. And the humanitarian organizations that I tell you to contact, they always have somewhere to go and somebody to help. So don't try to tell me how lovey-dovey Islam is. It is not. That's why the world fought a war over it. The Crusades that went on forever. And that's why there's another crusade that's going on in the world, and they're attacking Israel, and a bunch of these babies were burned horribly and murdered. The mothers were killed and burned. I saw the pictures. And we have a bunch of idiot kids worldwide who are backing Hamas and the Palestinians. And for your information, in some of the coverage of Israel, and I have a direct access, everybody can, if they'll pay attention, and so I know what they're saying when it happens. The IDF records them. Palestinian walked up to the IDF and said, "We do not want Hamas here. They don't want them. They want to live their lives, raise their families. And yet we've got all these knuckleheaded kids, and one of the reasons you have them is because a lot of these kids are funded. And there is a fund that went out of George Soros. I think that was him. He does a lot. There was another one mentioned too. And they were paying these kids worldwide to riot against Israel and back Palestine and Hamas. You see, you got to know that the devil knows how to get kids to go riot. And see, these kids are lawless. And they're about as corrupt as the grown-ups, probably worse. What this means is, unless we can reach these kids and wake them up, there's going to be a bunch of kids that are going to be in hell when they die. Because I can tell you that there comes a deceiver. And unless your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, you will follow this deceiver. Absolutely, positively, you will be deceived. Period. You don't want to believe me? Fine. I don't argue with people. And I put down a little answer to this person, and the next thing I knew, they had four comments full of their little Bible, and they actually quoted the Bible scriptures. And one of them was, a Jew calling Jesus good teacher. He was a good teacher. But if you focus on him being a good teacher and miss the part in John chapter 1 where John introduces it, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and he goes on to connect the Word with he who came to redeem. The word there is logos. In the beginning was God. And Yahshua was there at his side. So they focus on all these scriptures because they don't know any better. They think they do. They read through and, he's a teacher. See, I told him he wasn't God. He's a teacher. He's a man and he died. Well, guess what? He resurrected. But when he was resurrected, he did not appear to those who did not believe in him. He only appeared to those who believed, those who wanted to see him. But he didn't go appear to the priest, the chief priest, the high priest. No. See, these are the issues. You know, these people don't want to listen. Fine, don't listen. But I don't argue with people on social media. That is not. If people are serious, you come to our websites and send us an email. I mean, send us a contact message. And we'll get back to you. But I don't travel anywhere. I don't do debates. I don't care if you want a debate or not. Doesn't make any difference to me at all. I will tell you the scripture. I'll tell you what the truth is. You don't want to believe me. That's the way it is. You go your own way. I'm not going to spend all my time trying to relate to stubborn Americans who refuse to believe the truth. We should know the truth in this country. But unfortunately, we do not. and we have a lot of churches, but these churches have not stood up for 20 or 30 years that I know of, or possibly even my whole life, for anything. Meanwhile, we have these kids roaming the streets. Now, we do have some revivals going on where some evangelists went out. Now, the WIBR Warren Radio Ministry has been on the front of warning, teaching, and preaching in America. And see, we don't get caught up like the others do in a lot of respects with begging for money. The thing of it is, today, you know, the kingdom of God is not threatened. The kingdom of man will be destroyed. You got that? And when Yahshua comes back, he's going to take up in the thousand-year millennial reign of Christ. Now, we always thought that we would see the coming of the Lord. We really did. But the thing of it is that I hope you take to heart, check your family out. Make sure you don't have any bad influences. Watch the right kind of shows. Listen to the right kind of music. In other words, don't lift up darkness and murder and all these other things. Lift up that which is righteous and holy and good and just. You see, I like good things. I like good stories. I don't like bad stories. I don't like hearing about a big group of people, boys, killing another boy simply because they didn't like him butting into what they were doing. We're going to wind up having more dead kids on our hands you can shake a stick at, because there's some people that ain't going to put up with it. And there's others who will actually use these kids to bring in the chaos in order to convince the adults to follow the status quo. Now, that's what happens in most socialist societies, communist societies, when they're taking it over. They always use the kids. Hitler did it. Mussolini did it. They all do it. China does it. North Korea does it. That's why the Lord said, if you train up a child in the way he should go, when he's old, he will not depart from it. And it goes in the like manner too. If you're teaching them darkness when they grow up, they will not depart from it. Hamas teaches their kids from the point of a baby to carry weapons of destruction, to participate, and they're told that they have to kill Christians. They have to kill Jews from very early. And I know of one testimony of one young man out of Gaza who left his family because he didn't like that. And he applied to become a Jew and live in Israel. And it took him a long time. He was persecuted for it, but he stuck to his guns, and he is now a citizen of Israel. That's why you have to work hard to get him out of that. because we are in a whole pile of trouble here. So today we were talking about our kingdom. The kingdom war, principalities and powers, and the coming king, Yahshua. Watch and be sober. We talked about you looking over your family and making sure you have everything covered. Make sure you know what your kids are into. Make sure you know who their friends are. Monitor them close. Don't allow anybody that into their life that is corrupt. And that's also why you got to watch the schools as well. Some of these schools and those who teach these kids are corrupt as the almighty devil. And the Lord's coming as a thief in the night. But we are of the light. Raise your children in the light of Christ. You're of the day. Don't fall asleep like many. You need to be awake. And don't be drunken. Now see, this particular thing of being drunken, you think of alcohol, but that's not really what we're talking about. We're talking about a society that gets giddy and thrilled to the point of a drunken stupor over the sins and the things that they are doing. It's like they are drunk and they don't pay attention to anything except for that. This is the problem with sin and lust and corruption. And we see the metaphor of that applied in the end of days in various places. So get into the Bible, get into the Word of God, and seek the Lord. Father, we thank you for this word. Bless this word to the heart and lives, minds, souls, and spirits of those who hear this whenever they do. And in Jesus' name, I bind you, Satan, and the powers of darkness from the preaching, teaching, streaming, and receiving of this word. Don't forget to go to our websites at warren-usa.com, danaglensmith.com. We have a lot of various series that we're doing. We have done. We've been doing this a long time. You can go to warren-usa.com and you can listen to this stuff for a long time. Also, go on over to Dana Glenn Smith. You'll also see the ads on Dana Glenn Smith. You'll see our little bookstore type thing that we have there. And it features my books out of the Steel series. Steel the Darkness. And the other one is The Rising. The Rising is the recent one. And it connects directly to America and what is going on here. I wrote it before COVID. I wrote it before any of the things in America happened. But I had already put it in the book for people to know what's going on. So pay attention. Go get the book, The Rising, and read it. And then tell me what you think. May the Lord bless you. May His face shine upon you. And may He give you peace. Until next time, Shalom.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Warn Radio.